And the children, please come on forward for a brief children's message. Good to have our children here this morning. Got a few. Lucky you this morning, I brought a treat. Did I get enough? Lots of children here this morning. Welcome to church this morning. Okay, I'm going to hand this out. Before I hand this out, okay, listen to this. Please do not eat this, no matter what I say or do. Is that clear? All right. I'm going to give you each one here, though. There you go. Good to have you here this morning. Hello, Clayton. Hi, Samuel. Samuel. What did I say? Oh, excellent. Very good. I think I got enough. Got plenty here. Yep. And I got lots for me. Perfect. There you go, Harry. All right. Excellent. Thank you for coming here this morning. Today we're talking about, and I just read about, temptation. Wow. Chocolate? Are you feeling tempted, Nora? A little bit? Yes. I can see it in your eyes. Yes. All right. Temptation happens when someone asks us to do something, or you have a little feeling inside of you to do something that's not so good for you or for others. Maybe like when someone says, let's cheat in the game so that we can win. Yeah? You ever heard that kind of temptation? Or when your sister says, hey, let's disobey mom and dad. Ever heard that temptation before? Kaya, you're smiling. Yeah? You look a little too excited about that. Yeah. Or when someone says, let's take something. Let's take their toy. They'll never notice. That's kind of like a temptation, isn't it? It must taste really good. I love chocolate. You know, daylight savings this morning, I didn't get my little snack this morning, so I'm just going to help myself out here. Hope you don't mind. This morning, we just read that Jesus... it's really good. We just read that Jesus was tempted. Did you hear about that? He was sent out to the wilderness, kind of a deserted kind of place for 40 days. And that's where the devil came and tempted him. All right? Ooh, I wish we would have brought some milk. I'm getting kind of clogged up here. And as he was out in the wilderness, the devil came and said, Jesus, turn. If you are the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. And Jesus refused it. Have you ever gone without food or drink for like a day? Ever tried that? An hour? Yeah. We're talking 40 days, Nora. 40 days. This was a really tough temptation, and Jesus never gave in. So, this is really good. How come you're not eating your chocolate? Is there a reason? Oh, all right. Well, what are some ways that we can avoid being tempted? What can we do to avoid temptation in life? What do you think? Anything that you can do? What helps you to avoid temptation? Okay, listen to other people that love you and give you good rules. Good answer. Okay. I think that's helpful. Samuel? Oh, scare them away? Okay. That's a smart thing. One thing that I want you to remember was Jesus was perfect. He never gave in to temptation. You can turn to him and trust him. So, all right. I was kind of being mean this morning, wasn't I? Eating chocolate and making you guys just sit there and watch me. That wasn't very nice, was it? All right. Well, remember the lesson. Whenever you're tempted, turn to Jesus. He was perfect. He never gave in. He will help you through no matter what. Okay, you can have your chocolate. Thanks for coming up this morning.